Have you ever noticed how the same event can devastate one person while barely affecting another? A rejection letter might crush someone for weeks, while their friend sees it as redirection towards something better. The difference isn't in what happened, it's in the invisible architecture of thought that shapes how we interpret everything. This distinction isn't just philosophical. It's the difference between living freely and remaining trapped in self-created cages. Understanding this changes everything, because once you see how your thoughts construct your reality, you can finally rebuild it. Most of us believe we're making conscious choices, yet we're running on autopilot, executing patterns installed years ago without our permission. Consider how we pursue happiness. We decide what we want, chase it relentlessly, then feel devastated when it doesn't fulfill us. The problem? Our brains can only imagine variations of what we've already experienced. When choosing your dream life, you're reconstructing solutions from your past. This is why people achieve their goals and still feel empty. They've been chasing a memory, not a genuine desire. We also fall into extrapolation, mistaking a single moment for our entire existence. One bad day becomes evidence of a bad life. One failure becomes proof we're failures. But everything is transitory. There's nowhere to arrive because life is process, not destination. The most accomplished people understood this. Einstein maintained rigid routines not despite his creativity, but because of it. Maya Angelou wrote in the same hotel room daily. Routine doesn't constrain genius, it creates the psychological safety necessary for it to emerge. We've been sold a dangerous myth that emotional intelligence means maintaining perfect composure. This is backwards. True emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing feelings, it's about understanding them, expressing them appropriately, and recognizing what they're communicating. Emotions aren't accurate gauges of reality. They're responses filtered through our personal history and current state. Consider fear. We've been taught it signals danger, that we should retreat. But fear often indicates the opposite, that we're moving towards something we deeply care about, and old wounds are surfacing to be healed. Indifference, not fear, signals the wrong path. When you feel nothing, you're disconnected. When you feel terrified, you're probably onto something that matters. Emotionally intelligent people don't mistake temporary feelings for permanent truths. They understand that all feelings are temporary visitors. They also recognize that many beliefs aren't actually theirs. They're inherited from parents, absorbed from culture, adopted without examination. The practice of inventorying your beliefs, asking where each came from and whether it serves you, is revolutionary. Most people never question the operating system running their lives. History's greatest minds shared obsessive routines because routine creates psychological safety. When your days follow predictable patterns, your fight or flight response deactivates, allowing your nervous system to relax enough to enjoy something. Psychologist Robert Thayer discovered that moods stem from habitual patterns, sleep quality, movement frequency, thought patterns, not individual stressors. It's not one negative thought that derails you, it's thinking that same thought repeatedly until it becomes truth. Your routine trains your nervous system, creating pathways to flow states. An untamed mind gets hijacked by immediate pleasures. That drink tonight seems more appealing than tomorrow's presentation. Routine means letting conscious choices guide your day while temporary distractions fall away. When you commit to writing 3 pages nightly, you're affirming your identity as someone who follows through. You decide once instead of deciding constantly. This internal validation surpasses any external praise. It's strange how we transform people who were once everything back into nothing. But do we truly forget lovers' birthdays, first times, promises made? Or do we decidedly ignore them because there's no other choice, pushing forward because the mind demands it and the heart must follow? Maybe you either love someone forever in some way or never truly loved them at all. Once two reactive chemicals cross, both are changed permanently. We maintain distance from past lovers, not from indifference, but from an abundance of feeling. The wound's too raw to risk reopening. We're all at the centers of our own universes that occasionally overlap with others, leaving both changed. These collisions wreck us, shift us, expand us. Sometimes we merge. Other times we pull away because familiar loneliness feels safer than vulnerable connection. Either way, expansion is inevitable. You're left knowing more about love's capabilities and the unique pain of emptiness. Whether that space will include the person who created it remains unknowable. We all begin as strangers, yet we rarely choose who ends up a stranger too. We mistake discomfort for unhappiness, but discomfort is simply the signal that change is coming, the messenger, not the enemy. When childhood issues resurface in adulthood, it's not because you failed to overcome them. It's because you're finally conscious enough to address them. Feeling lost doesn't mean you're off track. It means you're living in the present moment rather than within premeditated narratives. Major life disruptions often cluster during transformative periods. Your subconscious communicates through vivid dreams. You lose interest in socializing, finding others' problems draining. Old friendships feel suffocating. These aren't signs of failure. They're symptoms of evolution. The collapse of old dreams makes space for a reality aligned with who you truly are. Most people resist happiness because they prioritize comfort over growth. Everyone has an upper limit, a threshold of how much joy they allow themselves. When we exceed this zone, we unconsciously self-sabotage to return to familiar emotional territory. We mistake apathy for safety and believe anxiety is who we are rather than a signal demanding attention. The truly vulnerable aren't naive optimists. They're the ones who never fully step into their lives. Your 20s are filled with illusions you must abandon. Being extraordinary isn't the natural outcome of hard work. It's rare by definition. The real question is, what work would you do without applause? We celebrate 1 in a billion success stories as inevitable, but they're not. The truly extraordinary lies in finding the exceptional within ordinary existence. Some reading this won't survive their 20s. Keeping mortality in mind clarifies what actually matters and what's merely distraction. Pain cannot be intellectualized away or avoided. Attempting to do so shrinks your life. People cannot transfer emotions between each other. When we believe others love us, we're simply giving ourselves permission to feel love that already exists within us. You owe nothing to your younger self or the person you once thought you'd become. The reason you don't have what you once wanted is simple. You don't want it badly enough anymore. The path forward isn't about fixing yourself. You were never broken. It's about recognizing the patterns running beneath your awareness and questioning beliefs you've never examined. Your thoughts aren't just observations, but the very architecture of your experience. When you change how you think, you change your entire world. Your life is happening in your mind first, always. The question is, will you remain a passive observer of your thoughts, or will you finally become their author?